Welcome to episode 175. I am your host, Gail M. Davis, and this is Design Perspectives. Welcome to Design Perspectives, a podcast that not only talks about interior design, I discuss lifestyle, history, current events, and more. I am your host, Gail Davis, interior designer, entrepreneur, fur mama three and counting, and wife to a Renaissance man. Come along for a fun ride of learning and laughing. Hello and welcome back. Happy Friday. Hope you are enjoying this day as much as I am. So today I want to speak to you about being mindful. And, you know, it has to go along with business because I want to talk about the goals that we do. And when I say mindful, here's what I mean. A couple of weeks ago, actually a week ago, I was standing in my kitchen cooking breakfast. My husband was already off to work in the office, not working from home, but in the city. And I was making my breakfast and all of a sudden I started to weep, not cry, just like weep. Because I realized I was standing in the kitchen of my dreams. I realized that I had completed a goal that I made years ago when we first moved in. And, you know, what no one tells you or what kids don't realize, children don't realize that when you become an adult, like, we look at adults thinking they have all this freedom and that it is fun and amazing and, you know, life is great and just easy. But no one tells you, or at least my mama did try to tell me, don't rush to get old. And I understand that now as an adult. When I say mindfulness, I realized that I was standing in the kitchen of my dreams in the home of my dreams, of what I thought I would live like, what I knew I would live like as a child, right? Maybe I couldn't articulate it at all times, but what is so interesting is once I learned about a blank piece of white paper and how to set goals, and then now what I needed to do with those goals, I had to break them down into little manual steps. And something else that I learned, and this I got from my friend Courtney McLeod, Right Meets Left, instead of doing 2 years and 5 year plans, I now do it 3, 6, 9, meaning 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. Because when I get to the 9 months, I have done the work to make it happen. Like when you get to 3 months, you look at it, you're like, okay, I'm still working on that. But what are the next steps that I need to do for the next 3 months to get me to the next level? And that has been a game changer for me. What I want everyone to understand is when you are making these plans and these goals, as you reach them, as you are moving towards them, and as you hit your marks, instead of going, yes, okay, done, gotta move on, we need to take our time and to step back into that and live in that moment. It's like when people get engaged, you're like, when are you getting married? You get married. When are you having a baby? You have the baby. When are you moving? Like, it's never just like, let's revel in this where we are now. Take a deep breath and just like enjoy it, savor it. It's like cooking that meal. I got a lot of metaphors, people. What can I say? It is like cooking that meal and now you sit down and you are enjoying every bite of it. You're not rushing to get the kitchen cleaned up. You're not rushing to get through the meals. Like you're happy to be at that table and to be eating that meal and drinking that wine or that beverage that someone made with love, excuse me, or poured with love or made for you with love. And that's how we have to be about ourselves and what we plan and what we want for our life, for our lives and for our loved ones. Please take the time to enjoy where you are once you reach that destination, once you get there. Stop looking around to see what it is that is missing and why aren't you there, because this happened to Peggy Sue, or this happened to Natalie, or this is, you know, or, you know, Roger's getting it. You also don't know the steps that they took or the help that they may have made, they've had, and you may not have had any help. You know, you may not have had someone come to you and be by your side going, let me lift this for you. I see it's heavy. I want to help here, right? You still may be doing it on your own. And that is fine too. That is lovely. I just want us to always be mindful to be grateful, to always be mindful about being healthy, to be mindful that you have food on the table, you know, to be mindful that you have loved ones around you, to be mindful that you plotted this and you planned and you planned and you plotted to get to the next level. And that's something that is so beautiful. Please enjoy it, because before you know it, it is done. It is over. And then you're sad that it's over. And then you're like, now I got to make another plan. So make sure that you are always mindful in everything. I love my kitchen. I love my home. Let me just start there. I love my home in that as I move through the house and work on each room, it is a process. And it is also not just me working on that room. It is me working on my mindset. It is me working on myself. And it is another goal that I will accomplish. And I'm just watching. I'm saying all this to say, I'm just watching a lot of us, and I'm included, blow through. Like once we hit that goal, okay, what's next? All right, good. That was, I'm only as good as yesterday. You're good every day, sweetie. You're good every day, my love. You are good every day. I just want you to really soak in the sun of wherever you are and just be grateful. Just be thankful to the universe, to God, to Allah, to Yahweh, whatever you believe. Just be grateful in that moment and just know that you have accomplished this and that you are closer to where you are going. And remember, we are here to live our lives in its true, authentic way. Find out who you are, who you truly are, and live that life out loud, unapologetically. That is what we are witnessing now. Beloved, I hope you have a great day, a lovely Friday, a lovely weekend, and I hope you have something amazing planned for yourself. Even if that means staying in your pajamas, in bed, and reading all weekend, because at least you're doing something for you. Until next time, beloved, I'll see you next week. That's the episode. Tune in next week where I have another special guest. Have a great weekend.